This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Mourners converged in Minneapolis, Minnesota Thursday to memorialize George Floyd, whose death at the hands of a police officer has sparked international protests on racial justice. Civil rights leader the Reverend Al Sharpton said in his eulogy that George Floyd's story has been the story of black people in America, and that he died not from common health conditions, but from a malfunction of the criminal justice system.
What happened to Floyd happens every day in this country, in education, in health services, and in every area of American life. It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks.
Floyd died May 25th after a white Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into Floyd's neck, ignoring the African-American man's pleas that he couldn't breathe. Floyd's death has set off several days of sometimes violent protests across the United States, as well as sympathetic demonstrations in several other countries. In the wake of George Floyd's death, lawmakers on Capitol Hill are moving to reform police accountability laws. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
As protesters descended on Capitol Hill, lawmakers worked on what could become one of the most ambitious efforts in years to oversee how law enforcement works. Both the Senate and House are expected to include proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements.
Addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities they serve.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll leave it to the Congressional Black Caucus to give details. Attorney General William Barr acknowledges the lack of trust and says it must change. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Global Vaccine Summit, hosted virtually by Britain on Thursday, raised $8.8 billion for routine vaccinations in some of the world's poorest countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced the figure at the end of a 3.5-hour online session, bringing together multiple world leaders amidst the current COVID-19 pandemic.
Our actions, your actions, will also support healthcare systems in the world's poorest countries, which are increasingly victims of coronavirus.
Representatives of more than 50 countries, including 35 heads of state or government, participated to raise funds for the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, a public-private global health partnership. The coronavirus pandemic has set off another problem, clogged sewers. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Some items now being used to try to stop the spread of the virus are not showing up in the trash, but in sewage systems. Lynn Riggins is with WSSC Water near Washington, D.C.
We've seen an increase of 17 tons of wipes.
Face masks and gloves are also being tossed into the toilet.
The packaging on a lot of wipes says flushable. Well, sure, they're flushable. Your child can flush their toy down the toilet, but you shouldn't.
At Beale Air Force Base in California, a squadron that usually deals with weaponry disposal has been yanking wipes from the base's plumbing. Lynn Riggins' message?
There's three things that should go in the toilet: pee, poop, and paper, which is toilet paper. Keep the wipes out of the pipes.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits dropped below the 2 million mark for the first time since the health crisis forced a near shutdown of the U.S. economy in March. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has the numbers.
The Labor Department announced Thursday that new jobless claims hit 1.8 million last week. That's a big drop from nearly 7 million Americans filing for first-time benefits when much of the economy was forced to shut down over health concerns. But economists point out the jobless numbers remain stubbornly high and reflect a second yet smaller wave of layoffs by companies struggling to cope with weak demand. The jobless numbers also likely reflect states playing catch-up by finally processing claims for those workers displaced at the onset of the shutdown. With more businesses allowed to reopen their doors, many Americans are starting to return to work. Thursday's snapshot of the job market comes ahead of a bigger picture view. The government will publish its unemployment figures on Friday. Economists expect to see the jobless rate top 19%, its highest level since World War II.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. For more, visit voanews.com.